Hey everybody, this is Sophie and welcome to episode 489 of the Big Boo Cast. On this episode, Melanie and I are going to talk about a situation with her plumbing. We're going to talk about my trip to Montgomery, and it's her turn for five favorites. We would love for you to join us on Patreon if you haven't done that yet. It's at patreon.com/bigboo. Our most recent episode was a live Q&A, and we actually, in this episode, tell you what we have coming up on Patreon in the month of April. Also, we're so delighted when you stop by our Amazon shop to see some of the things that we love and love to use. That's at amazon.com/shop/bigboo. And finally, if you would like to buy a ticket for our Birmingham live show that's on April 23rd, we have a link for that in the show notes. Those tickets will only be on sale through April 17th, so make sure you take care of that by the deadline. Don't let it sneak up on you. Alrighty, everybody, thanks so much for being here, and we hope you enjoy episode 489. Hey, everybody. This is Sophie. This is Boo Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
I just woke up from an Easter afternoon nap.
I know. Listen, I'm going to tell you, I don't know what y'all's Easter is like there, but a cold front came through here yesterday afternoon, and it is cold and rainy. Number one, I had to totally pivot on what I was going to wear Easter Sunday. And number two, it was colder today than it was at Christmas. I was like, we have a colder Easter. We had a fire in the fireplace last night and again this morning, and it's been rainy. And so this is the first Easter in history that, like, when we got home from church and my parents were coming over for brunch and Caroline was like, do I have to stay dressed up? And I was like, I don't even care about Easter pictures. Like, I don't even care. It's cold. It's rainy. It's wet. The porch is wet. I don't want to mess with it. So anyway, it's been a good day for a nap here as well.
Well, when we woke up, which, as you know, was the crack of light, because we went to the 7:30 service this morning, it was kind of muggy and it was rainy. And then after church, the rain had stopped. And then in between, we were home for a little bit. And then we went to my sister's for brunch at 11. Mm-hmm. And it was glorious outside.
Oh, okay.
You know, like in the 60s, cool, much, much, much better than it was this morning. So I'm not mad about it. And I took a fine nap. And really, I shouldn't even say a nap. I went to sleep is what I did. I went to sleep for about an hour and a half and had set an alarm, thank goodness. So I woke up to do this. So here we are.
Well, we appreciate you waking up to be here with us today.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Yeah, thank you. We it was funny because Caroline, we did church at 9:30. So we probably left here about 8:45, went to church. I did breakfast casserole, like I always do, with the Alexia potato puffs.
Yes.
And then I did French toast casserole. I was going to do the blueberry one that we talked about from Southern Living. But when I said something to Caroline, she was like, you make that one time a year. Why are you going to put blueberries in it? Just let it be. So she was not here for my blueberry shenanigans.
She didn't want change. No change, please.
No change. And so I made that. Mimi and Bops came over. We did a lovely little lunch with a fire in the fireplace on Easter. And then Caroline sat in the chair in the living room by the fire for about the next 2 hours thinking, I don't want to get in the car and drive back. You know, not that she didn't want to go back, but just like the whole thing of like the drive. If you could just teleport yourself back, but it's like the thought of I've got to do a 3 hour drive in the rain. So she left a little bit after two. And then, like I told you, I made myself stay awake because I was like, if I fall asleep, I'm down for the count. I don't know that I'll get back up or recover.
Well, thank you. Yeah, thank you. The sacrifice is meaningful. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
We also had brunch today. My sister offered to cook because I'm in the middle of a little bit of a, this is a hectic little patch.
Yeah.
In 2026. And so my sister offered to cook. I got home last night. We'll talk about that in a minute. But I made a cheesecake. I told her, I was like, I will bring dessert. So I made a cheesecake, and I have to say, it was fantastic. So I did that last night, and because that's a fairly easy thing to put together. Mm-hmm. So then we went over there, and she had, she also had breakfast casserole. She had cheese grits. Mm. She had biscuits. She had fruit. She had roasted asparagus that was delicious and a gorgeous salad. And I felt real good about the decision that she would cook and have us over. It worked out real well for us. And so we hung out over there for a while and caught up because we really hadn't seen them for any amount of time.
Yeah.
In a couple of weeks. And so we hung out with them. And then Alex left and went to a trail that's close by to go for a little Easter hike, and now we're all back home. But it was a sweet day. Out this morning, you know, we went to the early service, which it's 7:30 for Easter Sunday. Normally we're 7:45. The later services are much more popular with people who have young kids.
Yeah.
But there were some people today who had their young kids with them. So, and it was a different vibe because, you know, the Episcopalian thing is bring your kids in the church if they want to talk, whatever, like we want them to feel comfortable here. And then usually they leave and go to children's church and come back in for communion.
Yeah.
But there was no children's church today. And I don't know who these children were. Listen, but thank you, because they brought me so much joy. There was one little kid in the back who kept saying over and over and over, like throughout church, I know, I know, I know. And I couldn't figure out if like one of his parents was leaning over saying, now, you know, you got to be quiet. You're in big church. Or if it was just like a response to the sermon, you know, I know.
Yeah. He was just giving feedback.
He was. It made me so happy. I've said it all day long. I know.
That is so funny.
It was so cute. And anyway, so it was a bigger crowd than normal, which is great. And I get it, though, because people wake up and they're like, you know what we're not going to do? Fight for a seat. And so let's just go ahead and go early. And then we have a big long day ahead of us. So anyway, so it's been a good Easter day.
Those little children get you out of bed early. You know what I mean?
Like they do.
They get
so
you
get them dressed. Yeah, get them in the house of the Lord. You know.
Go ahead. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and go. Okay, so I saw this reel on Instagram, and it was talking about hotel mattresses and how sometimes we sleep so much better in a hotel than we do at home, and that it's not so much about the mattress, which is what you think, but it's about the bedding that you use. And here is the thing. That is what I've noticed ever since I've switched all of my bedding to Bull & Branch. The thing is it doesn't even matter what my mattress is because the bedding is so good. And the fastest, simplest way to upgrade your sleep is to upgrade what touches you all night, your bedding. Here's why I love Bull & Branch. It makes the entire bed. Their signature sateen sheets, the breathable pillows, the cozy waffle bed blankets, the beautifully crafted comforters, it's all designed to work together, and it creates this beautiful oasis of comfort and temperature regulation. I kept trying all these sheets that were described as cooling, and they all just felt overly synthetic to me. And so my goal was to find sheets that to me felt like the ones my grandma used to put on her bed. And that's what Bull & Branch sheets feel like. A classic 100% cotton sheet that gets softer with each wash, still holds up beautifully. The quality and the breathability has been an immediate upgrade. And our bed should be a place where we splurge because sleep matters. And guess what? We use our bedding every single night. I love my bed with my Bull & Branch bedding. Every time I add something new, it's so worth it. The waffle blanket is amazing. Their duvets are made so well and look so great on a bed. And the sheets are just dreamy. The minute you lie down, you feel it. The bed just feels better. Upgrade your sleep with Bull & Branch. Get 15% off your first order plus free shipping at bollandbranch.com/bigboo with code bigboo. That's Bull & Branch, B-O-L-L-A-N-D, branch.com/bigboo, code bigboo to unlock 15% off. Exclusions apply. So I ran into Target on Friday because it dawned on me that I was like, oh, I haven't done any, because Caroline's 22, she still gets an Easter basket. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, I haven't done anything for Easter. I haven't gotten egg dye. I don't know why. I just it had just been a crazy week. And so I ran into Target. But when I was getting out of my car, there was a young mom and she had her toddler, little boy, and she was trying to wrestle him into the car seat. Like she had that back door open. You remember those days? And she's wrestling him. And he looked at her and he said, "Why are you always telling me what to do?" And she kind of laughed like I started laughing. And so she laughed and she said, "Because you're a little kid and I'm the mom." And he goes, "I'm not a little kid." And she goes, "Well, you're in a car seat and that's what little kids are in." And I was like, "Oh, I so know that feeling. Like you're reasoning with a terrorist right
now.
You
are hoping for logic out of this little person." And
you are.
But probably won't get it, but good for you.
But when she fired back with him, "Well, you're a little kid because you're in a car seat." I was like, "Oh, yeah, we've had it. But when why are you always telling me what to do? I want to be like, "Hey, buddy, buckle up because this is just the beginning. She's going to be telling you what to do for a long time."
I know. Yeah. What a delight. They're great.
So good. So, okay. So this week, let me tell you a little bit about our week. Caroline came home on Monday because she had two different speaking things here. And so the first one was Tuesday evening. She and I both actually were going to NCL to talk here. And about 30 minutes before we needed to leave the house, and Perry's going too because he wants to go and hear Caroline. And so he's in the shower. I'm in the kitchen I don't know what I'm doing. I'm in the kitchen doing something. And Perry's like, Mel. Like I hear him and I'm like, "What?" And he's like, "Hey, the shower, something's going on. Bring me the plunger." And our shower is like so full of water, it's about to go out over the edge and flood our bathroom floor.
What a gift.
And I'm like, "Oh my gosh." It's like, I'm full makeup. I'm trying to get dressed. I'm rushing. Caroline's calling me because she's like, "Do you have hairspray?" You know, so it's like chaotic. Perry turns off the shower. Caroline's shower was not flooding. So he was like, "I've got to go finish rinsing off." So he goes into Caroline's bathroom. In the meantime, then our toilet in the master bath starts gurgling. It's like making this boom, boom, boom. And then Caroline comes in because and then she's going to blow dry her hair in our bathroom since Perry's in her bathroom. And then she's like, "Hey, why is the floor all wet right here by Dad's sink?" Well, it's because our bathtub, where the water meets the thing, water's coming up from there.
Oh, no.
And of course, it's like 5:45. So what are you going to do? Like, and Perry's like, "It's the drain. Something's clogged. It's something in the drain." And I was like, "What would be clogged in the drain? Why would it do this? What's going on?" He was like, "Well, it's probably your hair and your hormone patches," which I'm just going to tell you, felt like an attack, you know?
It does, Melanie, honestly, still.
Thank you.
I'm going to say yes.
Thank you. And I'm like, ever since he stepped on that one estrogen patch, it's like I'm just taking them off and leaving them places. And
yes.
I'm like, no, that's not what's happening. Don't act like I'm just leaving my estrogen patches all over the place, whatever. And I was like, and my hair is doing so much better because of all the collagen, whatever. I don't think that's the problem. So we couldn't get anybody out that night. We text our plumber. He's like, "I can come out tomorrow." We're like, "Great." He ends up, I text him on Wednesday at 1. And I'm like, "Hey, are you going to still be able to make it?" He's like, "No." And I was like, "Okay, well, our bathroom is completely non-functional. And so what do we do?" So I called another plumber. They were able to come out. They were in there. Listen, it was two guys. I don't think either one of them were older than 20, but they were in there you know, with the snakes and the stuff. And Perry's not home. They're asking me, "Where's your clean out for this?" I was like, "I don't know." So I'm having to call Perry. They're doing the whole thing. Finally, Perry gets home and they're like, "I think we finally got it." And he's like, "What is it?" And they held out this bucket. They were like, "I don't know if you want to see." And Perry said, "It was so much of my hair." He said, "It looked like a dead squirrel in that bucket." He said, "It was so much hair." And so, anyway, menopause is awesome, is what I'm going to tell you.
Yeah. I am personally, Melanie, because I'm on your side, I'm going to choose to believe that there was some other factor as well.
Yeah. Thank you.
And, you know, and what is your hair supposed to do? It can't just stay there forever.
No.
I mean, I'm sorry that you've been through this.
Thank you. I appreciate
that. As I told you, I know you're going to hear about this for the rest of your life.
Oh, I am.
So if you need to come here for a bit, just come on. No expectations of what hair you do or do not lose in the shower here.
Thank you.
you're Thank free you. To be.
Mm-hmm. Now, I did order, though. I have now ordered on Amazon for my sink and for our shower. They have hair catchers, like little drains that you can put over the drain that catch the hair. And then okay. you just, so it catches all the hair, and then you clean that out. So I'm going to take care of my hair situation. I realize I lose hair. It's part of it. And so I have remedied the problem so that we don't have another, because that was expensive. That was expensive to get sure. my hair yes. out of the drain. Yes. And the cleanup was tremendous. So, sure. you know, mm-hmm. anyway, so we had that excitement. And there's nothing like that on your way to a speaking event. You know, it was like, this is great timing. Oh,
it really settled your nervous system, I'm
oh,
sure.
My God. Listen.
And also, plumbing is so inexpensive. I mean, if anybody is just really looking to have a high impact change in their home for very little money, could I just suggest a plumbing issue?
Yeah,
it's a lot of fun to spend money on that too.
It really is. Mm. And the plumber is kind of like the dentist, because they're going to tell you whatever. And what are you going to do? Argue with them? You know what I mean? Like,
and there's absolutely nothing you can say, you know, except I'm sorry or ugh. But other than that, there's not much of a way to respond.
No, mm-hmm. just fix it. Just mm-hmm. fix it. So anyway, by the time they found out it was my hair, I was sad that Perry was right, but I was also relieved that they weren't like, what has happened is your foundation is completely cracked and this is going to be $20,000, because of course my brain went to that place too, you know.
Oh yeah, oh for sure, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, that's the big excitement around here.
Well, that is a lot of excitement, certainly. Mm-hmm. So I'm glad you're on the other side of it at this point.
Yes, thank goodness. So this year, Perry and I are really trying to eat better, and we're also trying to stick to a high-protein diet, and sometimes that is so hard to do, and I have found myself spending so much time trying to figure out what to eat or what to cook every week, and that's why I love Hungry Root. It has made life so much easier. It takes one less stress off my mind. It's the convenience of getting to skip meal planning and trying to figure out ways to meet my protein goals without having to do it myself. So Hungry Root plans your meals for the week. It fills your cart and delivers everything you need right to your door to eat healthy every day. So they take into account your health goals and your dietary preferences and your budget. And so it curates a custom delivery for you and then learns your taste and your dietary needs. And it tailors your deliveries accordingly. So if you have an ingredient that you avoid, like gluten or dairy, it stays on your block list and Hungry Root plans it all out for you. You're going to love this as much as I do. For a limited time, get 40% off your first order plus a free item in every box for life. Go to hungryroot.com/bigboo and use code bigboo. That's hungryroot.com/bigboo, code bigboo, to get 40% off your first box and a free item of your choice for life.
Well, I went to we had a busy week as well. That was last Monday. I'd taken Jackson to the orthopedist.
Yes,
I think doing much better. But I left here on Thursday to go to Montgomery, Alabama, where I was meeting a group of podcast listeners.
My phone just went off. Yes, it was. It's a little Easter musical. I had set my alarm. Sorry.
It's okay. Gaw. Anyway, I was meeting some podcast listeners who I'd said back, I think in January, I wanted to do like a grown-up field trip to the EJI sites in Montgomery, the Legacy Museum, and there are three other sites there as well. And just for people to go and learn and you know, experience it, because I think it's really remarkable and beautiful and such a great way to try to understand things that maybe you haven't understood before, or things where, you've never gotten to really just sit and listen to other people's stories about things related to the civil rights movement, and well, really from slavery to the civil rights movement to mass incarceration, the whole thing. So all that to say, it was a little risky. I mean, because, you know, strangers, but, and I don't mean risky like that. I had no concern that anybody was going to have any sort of nefarious purposes. It's just like, you've got to go meet people and you're just going to be together a short period of time and you just don't want it to be awkward. You want everybody to feel comfortable and all that kind of stuff. So anyway, we had a dinner Thursday night at a restaurant in Montgomery called Perennial, and it's an older house. And so they had put all of our group, I think there were 20, 25 of us, we were all in kind of the living room, dining room area of this old house. And it was so lovely and so great to get to talk to people. And for me, it was like, oh, yeah, I remember she sent me a message about such and such. Or, oh, yeah, I remember yes. she sent me a Christmas ornament that she, you know, just different things like that. Mm-hmm. And so then Laura C., who I've known for years through the blog and the internet and all that, who is she has her PhD in something I don't even know exists, essentially. Mm-hmm. And but she's got just like a really broad, crazy ability to look at history and not just know the history, but like to kind of contextualize it in things we see now, to kind of pull out takeaways. So I'd ask her to be the facilitator, because I'm not, she's a political scientist. I'm certainly not that. Yeah. I'm certainly not a historian in any way. So anyway, so she was kind of our guide for the kind of the curriculum of our time together. But we went to dinner. It was super fun. We got up the next morning and we made our way through the sites. We did, they have a boat experience you can do where you ride down the Alabama River to the sculpture garden that EJI has going on. And then you ride the boat back to the boat launch. And I lost my key sunglasses in the Alabama River. I'm sad to say.
That is sad.
I know. I turned my head wrong. They fell on the back of my head. And then the next thing I knew, they had fallen and they had splashed into the river. And so fortunately, and it was really bright that day. I mean, it was kind of glary. And one of our listeners, Rebecca, when we got to the sculpture garden, she said, Sophie, do you need another pair? And it was a pair of Amazon sunglasses that were a 5 favorite. And I was listen, the Lord does not waste a thing.
Nope.
And I wore those the rest of the time. So anyway, we had a dinner Friday night at the hotel. We stayed at the Elevation Hotel, which is just stunning. And we did dinner there and discussion time that Laura guided us through. And then when it was time to leave dinner, I just said, I'm going to go down to the first floor. They had a fantastic like coffee bar, wine bar down there.
Oh.
And I said, I'm going to go down there and just hang out for a while. And everybody came downstairs. And it was like, I looked around at one point and I was like, this is like a college reunion, except that nobody knew each other yesterday.
That's so, you know what, fun. I mean? I love that.
It was really fun. It was really sweet. And I'm so glad I did it. Now I want to do it again. It was like the perfect intersection of the nerdy sides of my personality with the relational sides of my personality. So it was kind of like a tiny bit of Mrs. Hudson. I got to come out. I had poems, Melanie, to read at the beginning of our time at the site.
Of course you did. Of course you did.
Listen, and I was happy about it. I was real, because, you know, I got to spend a whole day about a month ago just doing nothing but reading poems that I thought might be meaningful. So it was fantastic. I give it a 12 out of 10. The sweetest people. Everybody's so humble, so ready to learn, so just trying their best to understand and wrap their heads around what they haven't known or what they thought they knew. And I don't know, I loved it.
Yeah, that's so good.
Yay for learning.
Yes.
Yay for having just really great podcast listeners. And so I came home yesterday and made a cheesecake and told David all about it, and watched some baseball last night with Alex. And then we watched basketball, which leads me to the next thing I want to mention.
Raise your hand if you're like me and you've been putting off a dental cleaning or an annual checkup or any kind of doctor's appointment because it just feels like such a pain to get it scheduled or to figure out who to go to. And it's easier to just self-diagnose using the internet, and that never really ends well. If that sounds familiar, this year, let's do things differently. Find doctors that you love and book appointments with ZocDoc. ZocDoc is a free app and website that helps you find and book high-quality in-network doctors so you can find a doctor you love. Whether you're looking for dermatology, a dentist, primary care, eye care, or one of the other 200-plus specialties offered on ZocDoc, you can easily search by specialty or symptom to build the care team that's right for you. If you want to see a doctor in person, great. If you prefer a video visit, they can do that too. When you're ready, you can see their real-time availability and click to book instantly. No phone tag, no waiting around. Stop putting off those doctor's appointments and go to ZocDoc.com/BigBoo to find and instantly book a doctor you love today. That's ZocDoc.com/BigBoo. ZocDoc.com/BigBoo. Thanks, ZocDoc, for sponsoring this message.
In between the two men's games last night, there was a performance, and it was the Chainsmokers were the band that they had enlisted. Mm-hmm. And I just thought, and this is nothing against the Chainsmokers. They're very talented, and I've enjoyed their music over the years, but I just thought it was weird.
Yeah.
Like, it just felt like, this is like the Final Four in men's basketball. Can they just play basketball? Like, why do we need a band?
Yeah.
Why do we have to nobody thinks this is going to be like a halftime show.
Yeah.
I felt like nobody really knew what to do why we were doing this. Maybe I was just tired, but I thought it was weird.
Here's my thing. It's a college sporting event. So why don't we have like the school bands play? Why don't we have like the dance team come out and dance
The pep bands. Yes. Pep bands are fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, why not do that? Why not do something that's maybe basketball adjacent? You know?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. That just, I agree. I thought it felt weird. I was like, why does everything have to be such an event? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, why can't it just be like, hey, you're at the Final Four. Congratulations. You know?
And I don't mean to read too much into it, but I didn't really feel like the Chainsmokers were any happier to be there.
They didn't seem like it.
I mean, they were fine, but it wasn't like, it just felt weird. I couldn't figure out why they were there.
No. It didn't. It was like no context. It felt really weird.
Yeah. I don't know who would they have had where I would have said like, oh, this makes perfect sense. Really, no one. No one.
No.
If Chapel Roan's there, I'm like, why is Chapel Roan at the Final Four? You know, if Taylor Swift is there, why is Taylor Swift at the Final Four? I don't have any context for why this is happening. So anyway.
Yeah. No, I totally agree. I thought it was weird. So, and really both games were kind of, well, the last one, listen, poor Arizona, Michigan.
Poor Arizona.
I was like, that was like,
blew them out.
Back. Blew them out. So, and then here's my other thing. Here's my other beef about why are all the championship games on a Monday night? A Monday night feels stupid to me. Like, to me, the championship game ought to be on a Saturday night.
And if anybody knows a scheduler for the NCAA, if you would just send them our way, please.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we have some thoughts. We have some thoughts. Yeah. So
now one of our listeners messaged me or emailed me last week and said, hey, I missed the live Q&A last week because I missed when it was happening. Do you think maybe y'all could at some point early in the month let us know what's coming up on Patreon? And I had the exact same reaction. I was like, oh, what a concept.
What a great idea.
What a great idea that would be. So I thought maybe, and again, we don't necessarily schedule exactly when the episodes are coming out, but we do generally know at the beginning of the month what the episodes are going to be.
Yes.
So, and we generally know at the beginning of the month when we're going to be doing our live episode. So I just thought, why don't we talk about April on Patreon and what we have coming up? First of all, we'll have our Southern Living episode.
Yes.
And I don't know if you know this, Melanie, but there's a congealed salad on the cover.
Of course there is. That feels right. They're really pushing the congealed salad.
Yeah, they are. Mm-hmm. So we've got Southern Living coming up. At the end of the month, we'll have our live book club episode. We're doing that on April 28th at 8:30 at night, Central Time.
Mm-hmm.
And we are reading the book Strangers by Belle Burton our book for this month. And you just finished it, didn't you?
I just finished it. I have some thoughts.
I do too. I do too.
Okay. Cannot wait.
So that'll be a super fun discussion because it'll just be a super fun discussion.
Yeah.
And then also this month, do you remember what else we have coming up?
We are Patreon we're interviewing and talking to Sissy Goff and David Thomas while we're in Nashville. So we are going to have them on talking about, they have a new book coming out, but more than that, we're just going to talk to them about life and kids and any, you know, tips or tricks that they want to offer.
Certainly.
To raising emotionally and spiritually healthy kids. And then we're going to have an episode where Jackson is going to be on.
Jackson is going to come on the podcast. And We're going to talk to him about the last, really, I guess, 3.5 years that he has, he's lived with Alex, and he's been in our house a lot and has certainly become an extension of our family. And so we're going to talk to Jackson, and I can't wait for that. It's going to be super fun.
Yeah, it'll be really good. And kind of the framework of that episode, somebody had sent it in to us, and we thought it was a great idea. It's just kind of like what that looks like, like Honey and Big taking me in college, and then how Sophie and David have done that for Jackson, and like just, you know, all the things, like how you kind of create that environment. Listen, it's not as hard as you think. It's really just opening up your door and saying, come on in. We have a real comfortable guest bedroom.
That's exactly it. He actually called me. This was this past Thursday morning. And I was kind of, I was actually like sitting right here trying to do some email and stuff, and knew that I was leaving later in the morning for Montgomery. And I saw his name pop up on my phone. And when I picked it up, I just said, what's happened? What's wrong?
Yes.
And you know, it's 8:30 when he called. And what's going on? Anyway, his car, he was like, there's a thing hanging out, but like under my car, there's this thing that's hanging down. And when I try to move my car, it scrapes, and I don't know what to do. He said, I had to go to work this morning, and he took one of their roommates' cars who didn't have class. He said, but like now I'm flying home to go to Houston, and I don't know what to do. And I was like, well, I mean, I don't know what to do, but David's on a call, and when he's off his call, I'll get him to call you. And so anyway, as it turned out, there's a thing, Melanie, called an engine cover that goes underneath.
Okay.
And so we don't know all the whys and wherefores of why Jackson's engine cover had come loose. I suspect he went in aggressively at a parking spot, maybe, you know, lodged something loose under there and then backed up, and it started to, you know, hit the ground a little bit. But he couldn't get under his car to see what it was. Anyway, it's handled now. It's all good. Everything's fine. His car is here. But anyway, it's just okay. It's funny to see kind of what week to week what's going to happen now. What's happening?
Yeah, you never know what's going to happen next. So isn't that the truth? Here's the thing about cleaning products. We use them every single day. We use them on the counters where we prepare our food, the laundry detergent that we wash our clothes in, the floors where your little kids crawl around. And now that we're doing some spring cleaning, this is the time to ask a simple but important question. Do you actually know what you're cleaning your home with and how it might be affecting how you feel? Because here's the thing, the products in our environment play a huge role in how we feel. So here's what happens. A lot of products look clean, but they still contain ingredients that are linked to hormone disruption, skin irritation, respiratory issues. And in the United States, cleaning brands don't even have to list every ingredient. So you may be spraying and washing with things you would never knowingly bring into your home. This is why I love Branch Basics. Their premium starter kit comes with one powerful concentrate that makes everything, laundry detergent, bathroom cleaner, glass cleaner, and even pet wash and vegetable rinse. It's just one plant and mineral-based formula that replaces everything else. It makes your cleaning situations so much simpler, and it's safe for babies, pets, and anyone wanting to reduce their daily exposure to harmful chemicals. And here's the good news. Branch Basics is now available everywhere you shop, at Target, Target.com, Amazon, and of course, BranchBasics.com. Tossing the toxins has never been more convenient. And for anyone grabbing the premium starter kit, you can still get 15% off at BranchBasics.com with our code BIGBOO. Just use code BIGBOO for 15% off the premium starter kit at BranchBasics.com. After you purchase, when they ask where you heard about them, please make sure to mention the Big Boo Cast. I feel like a lot of people, too, have messaged me and asked about Mabel and wanted to know how Mabel is doing.
Certainly.
Here's a couple of things. Number one, Mabel is clingier than ever, but she's also, in a way, Perry, we talked about this because Caroline was home all week, and we said it's almost like she's become a different dog. Like, she's so much calmer, but we think it's because she doesn't have the rage to fuel her. Like, the rage at Piper was the constant thing that kept her, because she was always on alert for, is Piper getting a treat? Is Piper in the kitchen getting something? Is Piper on the move? Is Piper getting more attention? Is Piper about to get on the couch? And all of that's gone.
That's fascinating.
It is.
Fascinating.
It's like truly, like, she's just kind of unwound. But the thing that we have discovered about her is her hearing's not great. is a discovery we've made, because we didn't realize how much she was responding because Piper responded. And now it's like when we drive up, she doesn't know, like until you get to the gate, she doesn't know that you're there. I also don't think her eyesight's great, because when we're on our walks, she really starts to pull when she sees another dog. Like she gets real excited to see another dog. And the other day we were walking by a construction site and a guy was like bending over, like with a shovel, like kind of whatever. And she really started pulling like towards him. And I was like, that's not a dog. That's not a dog. That's a man with a shovel.
It is a general shape of a dog. So we understand your enthusiasm, Mabel.
It is. Yeah. So you know, she stays right by my side and she does not really necessarily seem sad that Piper's gone.
Bless her.
I know.
Maybe it's just that she has always had such a deep need for undivided attention.
That's what it is.
And at last, she has it, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. It's like we laughed when Caroline was leaving today. I said, she's like, finally, I get everybody. Finally, everybody's gone. I get my
Bless
mom
her.
All to, I know. Listen. So, but she's good. And at the ranch, listen, she's just as happy. She's just running and going and just as happy to be there. So Mabes has not really skipped a beat is what I'm telling you.
Okay. Well, I'm sad for y'all, of course, still because of Piper, but at least you're not having to deal with a despondent Mabel, you know?
No, which is, it really is good. Cause I felt like with other dogs we've had, when one of them has been gone, I feel like they've been really sad, you know? So that has been, and we were like, when Caroline got back home, it was the reality of, cause she had come home when everything happened with Piper, but then to be home for an amount of days without it, without Piper, you're just like, oh, it just feels weird, you know?
Well, and I actually thought about that this past week because, you know, she came in when we were recording last week. And I thought, I wonder if Caroline felt sad this time, because I know with Alex, when everything happened with Hazel, it was heartbreaking. But then he kind of had a hard time when he would come home the next couple of times and she was not here. It was weird.
Yeah.
You know, because it's this fixture in your house suddenly is not there anymore. So.
Yep. Yep. Yeah, no, it was, and that's what Caroline said. And I didn't think about it because I was podcasting when she came in, but she was like, it was so weird because, like, the dogs didn't meet me at the gate. Like, nothing was, it was just so, like, quiet. And I was like, oh, that's, yeah. So, anyway, so that's that.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Well, is it time for five favorites?
It's time for five favorites. This is a diverse offering today.
We love it. We love a diverse offering. Yes.
Okay. So the first thing is, these are some pajama pants that were gifted to me, but they have quickly become my favorite. They will be going with me to Nashville. They are called Stripe and Stare is the brand. I believe they're from London, and you know how I really love anything British, you know?
Well, don't we love an English British pair of pajama pants? Certainly, yes.
That's what I'm saying. But these are the soft brushed woven pajama bottoms. They spell pajama with a Y. So that's how you know that these are that these are British. But I'm telling you, the waistband on these is like boxer shorts. It's like it's a wider, but it's super soft. They're like a brushed, so they kind of feel kind of flannelish, but they're lightweight. They are so soft. Like I've worn them every single day since I've got them. They're so good. There is a matching top, which you can get, but a lot of times I just like a pajama bottom with like a good like sweatshirt or soft shirt.
Yes.
So you don't have to do it, but they're sold separately. But the pajama bottoms are fantastic. Like 10 out of 10 is what I'm going to say. I would say size up one is what
that's what I was going to ask you, is what the sizing is like.
Yeah.
Yes.
I would say size up one in them, especially if you like your pajamas a little bit bigger, and I do. So I would recommend the size up.
Okay.
The second thing is a new makeup product that I have tried. I have loved my Merit, but I saw this and I was intrigued. And it is called, this is the wrong link. Hold on. That's back to the
pajama
bottoms. So let me find the right link real quick.
Okay.
This is, it's Dibs, and what it is, it's the Dibs Desert Island Duo. And what it is it's on both ends. One end is a bronzing stick, and one end is a blush.
Well, that's fancy.
It's very fancy, but I love the color. It's really weird how it goes on because it feels like it's going to be really aggressive because it's like a super pink. But it's just the nicest. Like, it wears great. It looks great. It's a great neutral color. I just really like it. And I like that it's all in one thing. So, and it comes in different shades. So I got the shade 2. Shade 2, which is kind of a little bit of a pinky and then a bronzy, but it's just, and it's a little blush and bronzer duo, and it's the cream based. I really like it a lot.
How'd you find out about this?
I was influenced. And so somebody was talking about it. I don't even remember who, but I was like, oh, I'm going to try it. So anyway, but I really like it. It's really good. So Dibs is my second thing. The third thing is, so Caroline is moving into a new apartment next year, and she doesn't have a lot of stuff. And so the Easter Bunny brought, because this is when you still have the Easter Bunny when you're 22, what, she get her some wine glasses. And so
I bought
her. These are from Amazon. I call these my square wine glasses. I have some that are this shape, and Perry's always like, that's not a square, it's a cylinder. So I felt validated, first of all, that Amazon also refers to them as square wine glasses. So,
therefore, you're right. He's not.
That's right. Mm-hmm. But I got Caroline this multicolor set, and they're just so, I love the shape of them, and I love these colors because they're very kind of muted, earthy, just really pretty. So anyway, I bought that little set, but they're really pretty if you want some new wine glasses.
I love these. Yes. Yeah. The colors were great.
Yeah, they're really good. And they come in some solid colors, but they're just, I don't know. I thought these were just really pretty and different and kind of fun.
Well done.
The next thing is, you know, that we have been on a hair journey.
Certainly.
Because of the Abby Young hair method. But Caroline introduced me to this K18 Molecular Leave-In Hair Repair Mask. I'm going to tell you that I love this thing.
I have gotten samples of this, or I went through a phase at Sephora where I was always getting samples of this.
Okay.
I've never tried it, shockingly. I've never tried it. But I kept thinking, you know, for Sephora to be pushing these samples like they are, I feel like, you know, there must be something to it. So,
yeah, no, anyway, it's really good. Yeah, no, I really like it. And here's why I like it, because it doesn't weigh your hair down. Like, I feel like sometimes the leave-in stuff can make your hair feel too, like, conditioned or too soft or too whatever. And it doesn't do that at all. And you just put it on, the directions say you put a little bit on, you put it, you know, brush it through your hair, and then you leave it for 4 minutes, and then you put in your normal styling products and style as usual.
Okay. So you don't rinse it out.
You don't rinse it out. It's just, but it really makes my hair feel shinier and healthier. I don't know. I just really like it. So, I mean, even though half of it's going to end up in a drain, apparently, still want to take good care of it. You know,
that's none of your concern, Melanie. You can't help that.
No.
You can only be responsible for taking care of your hair.
Mm-hmm. Listen, and I'm taking so much collagen, you know?
Yes.
Okay. And then this last thing, I saw these when I was looking for Fashion Friday last week, and I ordered them immediately and went and picked them up at Nordstrom because I was going to wear them today for Easter, but then it was raining, so I didn't wear them, but I am bringing them to Nashville. They are the Steve Madden Lexi heels.
So cute.
They're so cute. I love that they're this like kind of raffia. First of all, they're soft. They don't rub on your, like, that doesn't irritate your toes because it's not super.
Good to know. You know. I have been burned by a similar vibe. Yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah. So, but these are really, and I just love that they're like a summer heel that's not a sandal, you know, like they're sandal adjacent, but they're just a little bit different, and they look great with jeans.
Super cute.
Yeah. Now, it's a pretty high heel, I will say. It's not terrible in their platform, so they are, I still think they're really comfortable.
How would you say they run size-wise?
I would say dead on true to size. Like, I'm usually an 8.5, and the 8.5 fit perfect. So I would say they are true to size. And I think I linked them at Zappos, but I know Nordstrom has them. I think they have them on the Steve Madden website. So they're sold out in a couple of sizes. So if you're looking, you can look around and find them other places. But I just think they're a great little shoe that kind of looks cute with dresses, skirts, jeans, what have you.
I love them. Darling.
Yeah. Real cute.
Darling so, plus.
Well, thank you. So that's it. That's it for today.
Okay, well, thanks for the five favorites, and I'll see you tomorrow.
I will see you tomorrow. I'll see you at the airport.
Yes, and we will see y'all next week. So thanks for being here.
All right, bye, everybody.
Bye, y'all.